You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor. Everybody's happy. Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Monday edition of Prosperity for God's People. Today is April the 7th, 2008. This morning, we are talking with Henry Fahman, CEO of Providential Holdings, trading under the symbol PRVH. Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. It's always good to be back with your studio and with our listeners and the financial community at large.
Well, a couple of exciting press releases since you and I last spoke. Let's start with Providential Holdings appoints C.B. Richard Ellis to market Phelan Point 91 development. That's big news.
Well, in fact, we are very pleased to work with CBRE to market our Point 91 properties. You know, CBRE is very, very knowledgeable in the Southeast Asian market, not only in Southeast Asia, but in fact all over the world. And they're trading on the New York Stock Exchange, as we already know. But particularly in Vietnam, Mark Townsend, the managing director there, and also his team are very, very knowledgeable and experienced in the marketing similar projects to high net worth individuals, not only in the region but also in other areas as well. And recently, you know, some of their projects, like the Montgomery Link near Hoi An, there are, I believe, 54 villas, and they just opened the grand opening, and most of them, you know, were sold right away, even before the foreign investors or buyers had a chance to get a hold of these units. And they are very, very well worth. And we feel fortunate to have them as our partner because of their success in Asia with Mark Townsend team and in Vietnam in particular.
CBRE is actually an S&P 500 company.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And I mentioned, as mentioned, it trades on the New York Stock Exchange, under CBG, I believe.
One of the comments made by Mark Townsend in regards to this, he says there is a real estate frenzy in Vietnam.
CBRE conducts a lot of seminars and workshops, not only in Vietnam, but also in Singapore and other countries in the region to address the market opportunity in Vietnam, both, for retailers and developers as well, and hospitality, and just for the retail sales growth forecast. It's about 25% this year. As we know, FDI, foreign direct investment into Vietnam in the year 2006 were about $9.2 billion. About 12% of that went into real estate. Just last year, FDI was a little bit over $20 billion, actually $20.2 billion. And a good chunk of that also went into real estate as well. But, you know, the office buildings, you know, residential units, and five-star hotels, you know, there's still very, very strong demand in Vietnam right now. And it takes some time to meet this demand. Yeah.
Now, for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Point 91 project, it is a gated seaside community located in Chu Lai. It will feature a luxury boutique hotel, private residences, marinas, and a country club on approximately 250 acres, correct?
Actually, that would be the total development area. Right now, we just started the first phase, a little bit over 100 acres, and then we will expand north to include more units there. But yes, the total area will be a little bit over 250 acres.
How soon will CBRE begin pre-sales?
Actually, it depends on how fast we can move. And right now, in our last meeting with the provincial government, actually last week, we met with the vice chairman of the province, Dr. Tan Lee. He's also in charge of the July Open Economic Zone and his team. And actually, today we are meeting again with our design team, Michael Chirac at Urban Arena in Costa Mesa, to finalize any changes, any updates on the site plan for the construction design to be completed. And we are looking to break ground in June of this year. And all barrels are firing at the same time right now. Yeah.
Okay, there's been another press release since you and I last spoke. Providential Holdings forms Vietnam-based Mergers and Acquisition Advisory Service. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, we have been working in Vietnam in the last couple of years here. Especially, we've conducted a lot of seminars in Vietnam together with the Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and also several leading investment banking firms from the U.S., also other law officers that have joined us as well. Over the last 2.5 years, we have been able to gather, I believe, over 500 or maybe even 600 senior executives of different companies of various sizes. You know, some of them may be smaller, but conglomerates like Vinaconex, like Songda, like Lilamine, etc., doing several $1 billion a year in terms of total revenue with a lot of subsidiaries underneath and them. And you know, we've been flying back and forth and sometimes going to the various companies to conduct our due diligence review. It's been a very taxing process, you know. But we have met Mr. Tai Vo and have worked with him. Actually, Mr. Tai Vo is heading our new company, the new subsidiary called Providential Vietnam Limited, and we call it in short name PSI Vietnam, to make it easy. And Mr. Tai himself, he was a co-founder of Dragon Capital, one of the biggest private equity funds in Vietnam. And he's also the founder of Tan Viet Fund Management Company. Actually, that's the first non-state-owned or privately held fund management company that was ever licensed in Vietnam. It took him almost 4 years to get the license because, you know, he was the first to apply for it as a private entity, not as a state-owned company. But He has managed over $100 million, actually at one time, maybe up to $120-140 million in that range for his local funds, Saigon A1, Saigon A2, and also SF A3 with Tabico, a company out of Hanoi. And he has also managed nominated accounts for some local funds, actually foreign funds that have operation in Vietnam. He has also managed nominated accounts for these entities, and also for wealthy individuals from Japan as well. And with Mr. Tai being the local person who has the expertise and the knowledge of this market as a fund manager, and he himself has done thousands of due diligence reviews of companies of various sizes in Vietnam, and that's why we feel it is a great combination, a great synergy between you know what Tai has been doing and what we've been doing to have him come aboard as our president of the newly formed subsidiary called Providential Vietnam. Also quite fortunate for us because he used to have almost 30 staff under his management, and upon the formation of Providential Vietnam, a good number of these well-qualified, highly experienced and motivated staff, you know, have decided to join our team as well. Actually, I was in Vietnam last week and had a meeting with our new staff there, and it was quite exciting. Yeah.
He was also a managing member of Peregrine Capital Vietnam, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He was one of the pioneers in the private equity fund management in Vietnam.
Will he also, along with staff, will he be bringing any clients with him?
Yes, indeed. We will be announcing a couple of clients very soon, but right now we will reserve it for a later date, you know, not to mention the names or the nature of business yet. But definitely, you know, Mr. Tai, he himself has done over 3,000 due diligence reviews of various companies across the country. And with his network and his connection, he'd be able to bring a lot of new flows through Providential.
Now, exactly how will this bring revenue to Providential and, I guess more important, increase shareholder value?
Through Vietnam, Providential Vietnam Limited, we will be doing a number of things. We will continue to do the M&A, merger and acquisition advisory services and help take companies from Vietnam public in the U.S. And by doing that, we will earn advisory consulting fees and also equity stakes in these companies. That's how we will be able to create value for our clients, partners, and also for ourselves. And that's an ongoing bread and butter thing for us, not only at the present, but also way into the future. So that one part of business that Providential Vietnam will be able to provide. And also, we will be managing funds for clients, not only private equity, but also you know, for clients who want to participate in the Vietnamese stock market. And our plan is to obtain a local fund management license and also a security brokerage license, either to apply for one or to acquire or do a joint venture with an existing security brokerage firm and investment banking firm in Vietnam. So you know, we'd be able to provide revenues to these through these activities.
Henry, what else would you like to bring our listeners up to date on?
Well, I'm very excited about Providential Vietnam Limited with Ty being at the head of the organization there, and with his very professional and talented team being on our staff. But more importantly, I think you know, we need to look beyond Vietnam. Right now we focus on Vietnam, but also Indochina as a whole. And Thai has connection with Laos and Cambodia in a number of business activities that he's been involved with. So I think that will open more doors for us in this country as well. And looking forward, we believe what we need to do is to continue to deliver results, and that's what we want to do. And I think the results will best speak for themselves. Right now we can talk a lot about the company, what we want to do, and etc. But at the end of the day, we need to show the real revenues and the real profits, and also the continued growth on all fronts. You know, the M&A work, the real estate development project, our investment in a number of other businesses that have great potential for growth. So we need to continue to deliver on these initiatives.
Well, as I've mentioned to you before, our goal is to find companies that are extremely undervalued with incredible upside potential, that have men and women of faith at the helm, and I do believe we have found all of those things in Providential Holdings. Henry, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today, and as soon as you have another press release out, we look forward to having you back on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pastor Duane, and thank you very much, our listeners, for participating in this conversation with us. We look forward to bringing you up to date on other developments. And we'll also do our best to deliver the result for our shareholders and investors alike.
Henry, God bless and have a great afternoon.
God bless all of you, and have a terrific the rest of the day too, gentlemen.
Okay, folks, that was Henry Fahman, CEO of Providential Holdings, trading under the symbol PRVH. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the rest of today's regularly scheduled programming.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Duane Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.